East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Teachers Union NAPTOSA says while it accepts Suma Lucy's report on the state of readiness for the matric exams, it remains concerned about what it calls the little things that can have a big impact. The union's Tarona Mudli says there are too many exam centres to allow for meaningful oversight. She says some facilities are in areas prone to flooding and other natural disasters.
As the rainy season approaches, we also cannot afford to be found unprepared when the storms strike again. Proactive planning and risk mitigation strategies must be strengthened to safeguard the integrity of the examinations and the safety of all involved.
She's described reports about learners being turned away for arriving late or being pregnant as deeply troubling and a violation of their rights.
And NAPTOSA will not hesitate to report such incidents to the Human Rights Commission.
Mudli says the shortages of markers in certain subjects needs to be investigated. Meanwhile, SATU spokesperson Nomusa Qebi has urged communities to protect schools from protests and violence, ensure safe transport and prevent exam leaks. She's also called on learners to stay disciplined during this critical period.
To the learners, we say avoid any conduct that could jeopardize your chances of obtaining all important national senior certificate. Believe in your abilities and finish strong. We encourage families to provide the necessary emotional and physical support throughout the examination period.
If you haven't filed your tax return yet, today is your last chance. The South African Revenue Service is reminding non-provisional taxpayers that the clock is ticking. It's Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports you have until the end of the day to submit your returns.
SARS says the filing of tax returns has been made easier through enhanced digital platforms, auto-assessments and its dedicated helpline. It stressed that submitting your return on time and in full is a legal obligation. The taxman says it's a serious offence if you don't, warning of administrative penalties and interest charges. SARS says it will continue to identify and take action against those who don't comply. Officials have meanwhile cautioned taxpayers who've left it to the last minute to work through the submissions carefully to avoid errors, stress and long queues at branches. In the 2024 tax year, more than 6.7 million non-provincial taxpayers submitted their returns. The service said last week that it was waiting for some 850,000 outstanding submissions. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
In international news, France's justice minister has admitted there were security flaws in protecting the Louvre. It's understood thieves used a mechanical ladder to break into the Paris-famed museum yesterday. They made off with 8 pieces of priceless jewels. Officials say a team of 60 investigators is working on the theory that the raid was planned and executed by an organized crime group. They used a truck with an extendable ladder and cutting equipment to get in through a window and open the display cases. And finally, Gucci's owner has sold its beauty division to L'Oreal for $4.5 billion. The deal gives the cosmetics giant licenses to develop and distribute products under the French group's Kering's fashion labels, including Balenciaga. The long-term partnership announcement comes after Kering's new CEO was tasked with reducing the group's debt. A look at our lead story this hour. Teachers Union NAPTOSA says while it accepts Suma Lucy's report on the state of readiness for the matric exams, it remains concerned about what it's called the little things that can have a big impact. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natarina Dersen.